he's not demonized by it. He's, you know, it's like, oh, she's just a drunk. She has a problem. Oh, she's just a cunt. That's the way she is.
That monkey, Dad!
Hello and welcome to this week's episode of Dance Monkey Dance. I'm Chris Hayner.
I'm John Michael.
How you doing, John?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Not bad. Did you have a good week?
Yeah, it wasn't too bad of a week. We got a little cold snap down here in sunny Florida.
Yeah. Is it, like, bitterly cold? Is it going to snow?
It's not going to snow.
Because it never snows in Florida, right?
At least no. Well,
it has.
Not real snow. You know, just kind of fake snow.
So how cold is cold?
It goes down in the 30s overnight.
Yeah, yes.
And then I think by Tuesday it'll be back near 80.
And how long has it been cold?
Friday it started cooling off.
Oh, so a couple days.
Yeah.
So your winter's pretty much over.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, this is the end of winter. Yeah, there's a heat wave coming.
Well, you know, there's a lot of shit going on in Florida.
There is? Yes. Like what?
There's a new horrible way to die. That's been...
I love that, though.
That's been, I guess, done in Florida this week.
Yeah, but wouldn't that be great?
For anybody who doesn't know what we're alluding to, I guess Thursday... What day was Thursday? The...
28th?
The 28th of February?
Uh-huh.
Some dude sitting in his bedroom, in his house, and the ground opens up and swallows him.
Isn't that great? He must have really pissed off God. I hope the earth swallows you whole.
So apparently there was, this is right outside of Tampa, I guess?
Yes, Sefner.
Sefner, this dude, Jeff Bush, who was 37... was in his bedroom Thursday night, the ground opened up and took him and everything else in his room. And apparently five other people were in the house that were able to get out.
Yeah.
See, when I first heard this story, it was reported that his brother was, like, hanging on to him.
Oh, like in a movie?
Yeah, and he slipped out of his hands, and that was the last he was ever seen.
Right. No!
And that was the way that I heard it, and I was like, oh, that's horrible, watching your brother die. And now it's like, no, he was in his room alone.
Yeah.
They just assume he's dead. Never found a body, no signs of life.
Well, yeah, and they're looking.
Well, they stopped looking, apparently.
Oh, did they finally stop? Okay.
The thing that I have pulled up says that crews with heavy equipment on Sunday began the demolition of a Florida home over a huge sinkhole, where a man is presumed dead after being swallowed by the earth.
What if he's not?
What if he's down there just hanging on and they just, like, bury him with all the debris?
What if he's in China? What if he went all the way down? And I hope he had, like, clothes on or something. But what if he's in China and, like, there's some poor Chinese family where this white guy's bedroom just fell into their house? Came out of the ground. Like, what the fuck that? You go
just,
now.
It like the bed and stuff just kind of push out from the ground?
Yes.
Yeah, that's horrible, man. You're minding your own business.
His last name was Bush?
Yes.
So do you think that maybe, you know, God's just going one by one and trying to find them all? You said Jeb. I thought you said Jeff.
And well, here's the fucked up part. So Jeremy Bush, his brother, was escorted with a woman by a deputy to the front of the house on Sunday before they moved the equipment in to collapse the house. And then the next line is is people gathered on lawn chairs, bundled with blankets against unusually chilly weather. Several dozen milled about within view, including officials and reporters. So in true American fashion, we're going to make a fucking party out of this.
Well, why not? We do it for hurricanes. We may as well do it for sinkholes now.
And I guess they're going to knock down the house and clear the debris as much as possible to see the sinkhole in the open. So they're not just going to push this on top of his body.
I think they should. I'm just saying.
And then it says the Hillsborough County Sheriff's Office is conducting the investigation. Said that the Sheriff's Office and the county medical examiner cannot declare Bush dead if his body is still missing.
Ooh.
Well, what if it's fucking like 80 feet deep, right? And all this other crap fell in on top of him and they never find him. They just never declare you dead?
Yeah, pretty much.
You're immortal.
Habeas corpus. You must have the body. That's all there is.
Based on circumstances, he's presumed dead. However, the official death certificate can only be issued by a judge, and the family has to petition the court.
Yeah.
So that's how you're declared dead.
Mm-hmm.
If you go before and look, say, look. He fell in a sinkhole. What do you want from me?
Well, can't tell. Maybe he faked it.
If he's living with five other people, I don't think he's got a lot to, like, leave to people.
What if he's tunneling his way through? Ends up at the neighbor's house. Pops up in the backyard.
That would make a great movie.
Wouldn't it?
Yeah.
We should work on that. Sinkhole, the motion picture.
Well, see, because if you did it in a movie, people would be like, oh, that's too unbelievable. And I guess it was only a matter of time before this happened, right?
I mean, well, in Florida, yes.
We are so, like, spread out across land. Like, everything is fucking built on. So it was only a matter of time before somebody died in a sinkhole.
Mm-hmm.
But that's a terrifying way to go.
Is it really?
You're laying on your bed. You're jerking off. All of a sudden, things start to shake. You're like, what the hell? And then you just see, like, the ceiling move away from you. And crap fall on top of you, and that's the last thing you see.
But what if it's not even stuff falling on top of you? What if you just, like, get swallowed?
And just land somewhere?
No, you just get swallowed like it's, like, I don't know. Like, you become a big caniche or something. Wrapped up in your blankets, nice and tight.
I don't think that's the way it works.
No? All right. I still want to believe he's popped up in China somewhere.
So what do you think, what are some other horrible ways to die? What do you think would be, like, really bad?
Choking on a horse meat burger at Burger King?
Well, that's only if you're in the UK.
Well, I don't know. That we know of.
You don't think that they've tested the meat here after all that?
Well, we got a sequester going on.
Yeah, well, I don't even know what the fuck that means. Like, I know what a sequester is in terms of...
And it has
of,
nothing to do with what a sequester is.
Right. In terms of, like, a legal proceeding, I understand sequester. But what the hell does it mean for, like, the government?
That there's literally... It's... yeah. It doesn't make sense. It doesn't make sense. A sequester is like you think you're taking government and locking them up until they make a, you know, decision.
Right.
But it's not. It's just like mandatory cuts.
That's all that is.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a budget sequester. Right?
Yes, but it's still...
So it's a procedure in the United States law that limits the size of the federal budget. It involves setting a hard cap on the amount of government spending within broadly defined categories.
Yeah, that's exciting. I think we should move on to something else.
Well, since it's not even working.
Well, it just started. Come on. Give it time.
Oh, come on. The only way that anything's going to change is to get all those idiots out of there.
Or open up a sinkhole.
If if the budget cap was, hey, we're going to cut your pay for all the Congress and Senate, then it would change.
If only that were possible.
Yeah, I know.
And the fact that they have, they're paid for life is just ludicrous.
Yeah, well.
But welcome to America. Hey, the rich get richer.
You know what we should do then?
I thought you were having a stroke or something. Hey! Oh!
No, I just had an idea.
Did it hurt?
Yes. Oh. When you're elected to office, when you get out, you face some kind of like a Logan's Run type thing.
Okay.
Like you only have so much time to live after you're out of office. And then like maybe somebody hunts you down. Maybe they like make it like a Hunger Games type thing. They take all the people that were voted out and everybody's got to fight and kill each other. And then you don't have to pay them forever. Maybe you pay the one guy that wins. But you don't pay everybody.
Hmm.
That's my idea.
Eh.
Huh?
Eh.
All right, whatever. And what's your bright idea?
I don't have an idea. I didn't know I was required to have one.
You're always supposed to have ideas on the show.
Am I? Crap.
Yes.
Damn it. What are we talking about?
I have no idea.
Oh. That's interesting.
So anyway,
there's no way to fix what's broken. I think it's just time to pull the plug. I think we have 50 little kingdoms and they all fight it out. And if that's the case, I am moving out of Florida.
I'm moving out of South Carolina too. If that's the case,
I think I'll move to Connecticut. Nice small little state.
Well, why don't you just
be like they'll be like the Luxembourg of the U.S.
Why don't you just move to Rhode Island if you want small states?
Well, there you go.
Do you think the Delaware. Smaller state would be better?
I just think that as a matter of odds, there'd be fewer idiots because there'd be fewer people.
Oh, well, then you want to move to Maine or Wyoming?
No, not with those people.
Okay.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
Yeah.
So did you put your name in for the Pope yet?
I did. I'm going to get fitted for my hat, too.
He's now officially retired.
He's gone.
Are you going to wear the red shoes?
Yes.
You are?
Yes.
Okay.
But mine are going to be Dorothy's from The Wizard of Oz. Just to dress it up a little bit.
And at the end of every sermon, you start clicking your heels?
Yes. There's no place like Rome. There's no place like Rome. That's how I'll travel in a big bubble.
Well, he kind of travels in a bubble, right?
Well, no. He travels in a Mercedes with an aquarium in the back. I mean, a real bubble, you know, float around.
Are you going to pioneer that technology, or is that one of like God's gifts?
The church has the money. Let's go for it.
Yeah, well. So when do you go to have your interview for the job?
Oh, I've already had it. It went really well. Couldn't understand a damn word they were saying, but, you know, whatever.
Were they speaking Latin to you?
Or something. I don't know. All full of spaghetti.
Speaking backwards with, like, masked messages in it?
Yes. Maybe that's what it was. I don't know. It'll be interesting if we get a chocolate pope.
Especially at Easter?
Yes. You bite the ears off? Mom, you bit the top off my pope. Damn it.
How big of an uproar do you think if a black guy gets elected pope?
Oh, pretty big. He's going to want to redecorate. We're going to have shag rug everywhere at the Vatican. instead of no fish on Fridays, it's chitlins. It could get bad. You know, the first Pope Quovance. I'm Quovance the first. Who the man? Who the Pope? You the Pope. Could be interesting.
Yeah. But aren't all the black popes that, or the black cardinals that they were talking about, aren't they all from like Africa?
Well, where else do they come from?
There's black people everywhere else.
Not really.
Oh, okay. Slavery in the South and the...
You may as well go right to the source. You know, who wants a secondhand one? Get an original. You don't want a knockoff.
Is there like, do you think there's betting?
Oh, definitely. I wouldn't be surprised.
You think like,
who's got the odds? 2-1. I don't know if they have too much to go on yet, but I wouldn't be surprised. Oh, actually, according to Huffington Post, there are thousands wagering on a new pontiff. So there you go. Oh, the black one's got 3-1 odds.
Really?
Yep.
What's his name?
Turkson. Cardinal Turkson.
Where's he from?
Ghana.
Ghana. Ghana, see?
Yes. He is screeching ahead at the moment.
What does that even mean? So they go in there. So they go in there and they have their little meeting and they campaign for who's the best.
Yeah.
Like
it's like yeah, that show, you know? Any show actually.
American Idol?
No.
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 The Voice?
Which show? No. The
King
you know
of the Nerds?
Yes. America's Next Top Pontiff.
I don't know. I think the whole thing's silly to begin with, but.
Well, it's funny that you don't hear, or maybe you just don't listen when you hear that other religions are replacing their supreme being, you know?
There isn't too many other religions that have, like, the head person, though. Like, there's the Dalai Lama.
Yeah.
Right? And he was...
Then there's Dolly Parton.
He was sent out of wherever the hell he was.
Tibet.
You know, there's not really, like... You know, when he dies, do they replace him?
With the baby llama?
You know, like, how to... Other than that, like, what's another religion that would have... Would have, like...
Well, who's the head Jew?
Is there...
Is there a head Jew?
Isn't that Jesus?
No, he's the king.
I thought Elvis was the king.
Yes. Elvis and Jesus are the same person. Now you know. Now you know. So be careful, because that sinkhole is going to open up right under your ass.
Oh, no. Okay. Let's see. Head Jewish rabbi? Would he be a rabbi? The chief rabbi?
How about head of the Jewish church?
Who is the head rabbi of the Jewish church and religion? Here we go.
Magic 8-Ball says Woody Allen.
Israel has two chief rabbis. One Ashkenazan and one
Ashkenazi and one Sephardic. Any other big words on that page you need me to help you with? Ashkenazi or Sephardic?
Ashkenazi. Ashkenazi.
Yes. Oh.
See, it doesn't have a single leader. So, aside from my terrible grammar,
Oh, she wasn't that bad.
Oh, you don't know that. So there's no head of the Jews.
Okay.
So who else would there be? Is the Dalai Lama Buddhist? Is that?
He's, yeah.
Okay. So Catholicism, Buddhism, the other forms of Christianity don't really have anything, right?
Well, no.
There's Fred Phelps with the Westboro Baptist Church, but nobody listens to a fucking thing he says.
Yeah.
What other religion would there be? Besides Islamic.
I guess that would be it, huh? Maybe we're not as different as we think.
Is there only really four main religions?
Well, yeah. Christianity, Judaism, Islam, Buddhism. Yeah.
And then everything else falls within those four?
Yep.
Wow. If only we could wipe them all out.
Yeah. This...
Then atheists rule the world.
There you go.
And no, there's no head atheist because atheism is not a religion.
There's Buddhism, Christianity, Islam, Judaism, and other. So there you have it.
And I guess other would fall into like Scientology. Mormonism was kind of Christian though, right?
Yep.
So it would have to be like Scientology and all the whack jobs that think like, if you kill yourself, you go to the spaceship and the comet.
Yes, actually, Scientology and Falun Gong are listed under other.
Ooh, what's Falun Gong?
And Baha'i. it's a spiritual discipline first introduced in China in 1992.
Oh, so it's relatively young.
Yes, like Kwanzaa. It's the Chinese Kwanzaa.
There you go. So anything that's like a recent religion gets thrown under other.
Sure. Because
Scientology is new. And whatever that other one was new, so.
Yes. Well, that's kind of interesting.
So see, if you want to make your own religion, you too could be put under other. Johnism.
Be exciting. Everybody's trying to get in. I'd have a very strict though joining process. I think you'd have to, you know, pass a test and I'm not gonna let just anybody in. So, I'm gonna take the best people.
So what kind of test are we talking about here?
I think it's 100 multiple choice and then an essay.
Oh, yes.
And then maybe a test of strength just for fun. You know, we'll do a caber toss and then the, you know, the pull in the tractor with the chain in your mouth. I think that'd be kind of cool.
So your church is going to be made up of fairly intelligent giant rednecks.
Sure. They'd be easy to control. Don't you think? Isn't that what religion's all about? Controlling people?
But if you're giving them 100 question multiple choice with an essay...
Yeah.
Then you're not looking for necessarily stupid people that you can control. You're talking about intelligent people.
I'm looking for people who are good at taking tests. All there is to it.
So basically you're opening a college.
Okay, why not?
Is there like a 4-year degree?
There's a 4-year degree and you have to have letters of reference. So if you're not recommended to me, you can't join my religion.
Holy shit.
That's what we call it.
I thought that's what they call Catholicism. No?
No.
Oh.
I'm just waiting for the lightning to strike someday.
You're going to be waiting a long time.
Yeah? All right.
If I haven't been struck down by now, with all the things that I've said that are anti-God, it's never going to happen.
All right. Just wait till you get swallowed up.
Please, if it hasn't happened to you either.
Me? I'm an angel.
See, if there is a God, he'll wait until you and I are together next in the middle of the month at MegaCon.
Yes.
And then he'll make the whole thing of MegaCon get sucked down into a big sinkhole.
Oh, God. Eternity with a bunch of nerds? That's going to suck. Really?
Yeah.
Oh, maybe I'm not going then.
How else do you wipe out, like, the two people that talk shit all the time?
Yeah, you know, I think there's a lot of people above us, okay? Just saying that, you know, if Rush Limbaugh hasn't been struck dead.
Well, see, then what are you worried about me for?
Because you're special.
No, I'm not.
You're special to all of us. Yes, you are.
Oh, how am
you're
I special?
Special to all of us. That thing you do with your tongue.
Shush, nobody's supposed to know about that.
Yeah, well, it's all over the bathroom.
Well, just that one time. Didn't mean to get it all over the place.
Yeah. Nasty. Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, this went from the Pope to weird things in the bathroom.
I wasn't talking about the bathroom, so there you go.
Didn't you just say something about the bathroom?
No.
Yes?
No. No. It is an echo. Hello. Hello.
Okay.
Can you hear me? Oh, the echo died.
What does that mean?
My echo is dead. Let go of my echo.
Well, that just means you're next.
All right. Thank God.
It starts with the echo, and then...
And then it follows with the sinkhole.
Yeah. So maybe you'll get sucked in while we're talking.
Ooh. That would make for great TV.
Yeah.
Too bad we're only on audio.
Oh, people suck.
Yes, they do.
So there's a post on Reddit, and I guess there was a video on YouTube of a 2-year-old hearing his mom's voice for the first time. I guess he was born deaf, and they did some, like, implants.
Okay.
So that he could hear. And there was a comment that said, "While this is cute, I hate it. God made him deaf. God meant him to be deaf. It's an abomination against God to cut yourself unless it's for health or to save your life. He didn't need to hear in order to live, and an implant requires cutting in and changing God's design. Deaf people weren't meant to hear."
See, that's right, damn it.
Why? Oh, we should just kill all those fucking people. That shit bothers me. Because if it was their kid, and their kid could be helped, they'd be like, no. Am I boring you?
Oh, you still here?
Bastard.
Yes, I agree wholeheartedly.
Oh, whatever.
No, I really do. I mean, people suck. Pure and simple.
I don't know.
What don't you know?
Why people are like that.
Because. That's all there is. Just because.
Okay.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So, hey, there's another TV show I really like that's just been canceled. Isn't that awesome?
90210?
No, that lasted 5 years. Can you imagine?
Wait, let me see if I can guess. What is it that you liked? Have we talked about it before?
No.
No?
It's a new one.
It was new this year?
It was new this January.
This January?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
Zero Hour.
What was Zero Hour about?
Zero Hour is like National Treasure.
Okay.
This guy runs a magazine for skeptics, and his wife is a clock repairer. And
okay.
It's not funny. It's not a comedy. It's serious stuff. Come on.
Okay, go ahead.
Stop being a douche.
I'm not. Go ahead.
You gonna be serious?
Yes.
Okay. And one day she buys a strange clock at a flea market, and then some weird guy follows her and kidnaps her. And then he goes all around the world trying to find her, because apparently there are these 12 clocks that were hidden in humanity by the Rosicrucians, and they symbolize the 12 new apostles of Jesus.
Okay.
And then there's an ornery FBI agent whose husband was killed in a plane crash by the same guy who kidnapped this other guy's wife. It's really kind of cool. And it's very fast-paced. Like, you know, one episode they fly to the North Pole, and then by the end of the hour they're back home. So, you know, I like that. It's nice and tidy. There's nothing drawn out.
You don't like drawn out?
I don't like drawn out. Just give it to me all at once. You know, if I could turn on Walking Dead and by the end of the hour either everybody's dead or everybody's cured, I'd be happy. Because then you don't have to invest in it. You don't have to worry about, like, these episodes that get really talky.
Okay.
So, anyway. So it's really cool, and, like, they keep finding these bizarre clocks. One of them was hidden by Albert Einstein, and, you know, it had 3 episodes, and apparently it's being pulled from the lineup, and it might air the rest of them during the summer, or it might just die. It's another Alcatraz.
So 3 episodes, huh?
Yeah. I don't think they're giving it a fair chance.
What channel was it on?
Something with a C in it. ABC, NBC, CBS. One of the big ones.
I don't think it was CBS.
That it's ABC or NBC.
Because they at least give their shows a shot.
Yeah. And now I hear the Touch with Kiefer Sutherland. Hey, welcome to another episode. Touch with Kiefer Sutherland is on the chopping block.
I heard he left to go do another show.
He's been offered another show.
Wow. It's an Zero Hour is an ABC.
Yes.
It'll be replaced by Shark Tank reruns and then Wife Swap.
Oh, so much better.
And then Wipeout.
And then Wipeout. Oh, that's great. Quality TV instead. That's what we needed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So anyway.
Well, I mean, to be fair, like, Don't Trust the Bee had the exact same ratings, and they axed that one, too. So at least they're being
consistent. Yeah, but that got almost a full season of airing.
It did.
It got moved around, and, you know, it was like 666 Park Avenue. Like, oh, another one gone. And damn you, ABC.
Well, and when you look at things like, you know, their top-rated show is Modern Family.
Mm-hmm.
That while it's dipped down, it stays between 3.7 and like 4.3.
Okay.
And when you look at something like Castle, which is supposed to have this huge following, they've never been above a 2.3. And like as you go down, it's like The Middle, Suburgatory, Revenge, Shark Tank, America's Funniest Home Videos. That shit
That's
all
still
stays.
On?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Well, because they're not going to cancel that because all that content is provided for them.
That's right.
They just have to pay Tom Bergeron to show up and say, hey, look at this guy get hit in the nuts.
Do you think they even pay him anymore? Or do you think he just shows up?
You think? What if it's like a combo deal? They're like, look, you get nominated for Emmys for Dancing with the Stars. From now on, that's your main show that you're going to get paid for, but you still have to do America's Funniest Home Videos.
Mm.
So if he still wants the good gig, he's got to do the shit gig, too.
That's fair. That's fair,
and
I think so.
And then that way, they don't have to pay for anything for that show.
That would make sense.
Because I
what
was...
if it's just a weird, bizarre hobby of his that he just likes videos of guys getting hit in the nuts by little kids, and that's why he keeps doing it?
Maybe.
You know, it's.
I always
laugh
when
the whole premise
when they're panning across the crowd, and they have a couple of people that are sitting at tables for America's Funniest Home Videos.
Yeah.
And there's glasses on the table, like they're giving them something to drink, but all the glasses are empty.
Mm.
It's like, really? You're not even giving them water?
Right.
So maybe that's the deal.
Interesting. Hmm.
And Body of Proof just premiered for mid-season, and it's not doing pretty well either, so that probably won't stay.
Is that the Dana Delaney one?
Yes.
Ah.
Yes, that opened with a 1.2, which is
Ooh.
A 1 point above 0 hour. So that's
above
probably,
Legally Drunk?
That's probably the next to go.
Okay. Interesting. Hmm.
Yeah.
Okay.
Once Upon a Time still doing pretty well.
Thank God. At least I have something to watch besides RuPaul's Drag Race.
Oh, come on. You were watching, what, the Southie Marathon? Is that what I read
yeah.
the other day that you were watching?
What's wrong with that? It was awesome. Oh, my God. It was wicked pissa. So, anyway, they was going down. They stole a duck boat. You know what the duck boats are?
Yes. They're old World War II
amphibious
vehicles.
Yeah. So, somehow they got a hold of a duck boat, and they were given tours. But you know what they were, like, they just sucked. And then they started, like, pointing out things like, oh, Whitey Bulger used to, like, hide bodies down here. It was wicked pissa.
Which channel is that?
Then they bought them off Shots. I think it's TLC. yeah, it was pretty bad.
You mean they didn't say, like, the... Isn't the big thing on those tours about the molasses flood?
The Great Molasses Flood, which... It's anniversary last week.
Was that last week?
Yeah. But that was in Boston. That wasn't in South Boston. South Boston's different than Boston.
Oh, okay. Well, enlighten us for those that don't understand the geography.
Well, South Boston would be south of Boston.
I understand that, but like, why is there a difference as far as like, is it a completely separate town?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you have Boston and then there's like a suburb of
just
Boston.
Jamaica Plain. There's Hyde Park.
Where's the place with all the bank robberies?
All over.
In the town, they said.
In the movie The Town, part of that was Southie.
Part of that was Southie, okay.
Yeah. But that's also where Good Will Hunting was filmed. How you like them apples, huh? You like them apples? Ah.
Hey, come on. Affleck's now an Academy Award winner.
Yes, but not an Academy Award winning director. He's an Academy Award winning producer.
Well, some people say producers are more important.
Really?
Yeah, the producers are the ones that put it all together.
I don't understand what producers do.
They get the money to produce the movie. They usually are the ones that find the script and get the directors going. And they're usually in charge. They're not in charge of the set, but they're in charge of the overall production.
Yeah. Still don't get it.
They're very important.
I don't think so.
And the fact that the dude from True Lies is now an Academy Award winning producer as well.
Yes.
You know.
But so is George Clooney.
Yeah, but he's won other Academy Awards.
He has? For what?
Didn't he win Best Director?
He did? For what?
Once.
For what?
Goodbye and Good Luck.
Oh, we're ending so soon? What? Huh? What? Hello?
Hello?
Where'd you go?
Here, wait, I'll tell you. Hang on. Talk amongst yourself.
La, 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 la. Hey, did you know that Sandra Bernhard was obsessed with Carol Channing?
She was.
Yeah.
That's weird.
Isn't it? It's wacky.
Okay, so he won Best Supporting Actor for Sariana.
Uh-huh.
He won... Hang on. They just have him by date, not what the hell he won. He won for Argo. Didn't he win for Good Night and Good Luck? I guess not. Okay, so he's won two. Do you know why he's him and that the dude from True Lies are like joined at the hip?
Because they're lovers.
Before Clooney made it big, he
slept on his floor.
He was broke, and this dude gave him money for headshots.
Oh.
And he's always like stuck by him, which is nice.
And that's how he landed the gig on Facts of Life.
Is that okay?
Wasn't that his first gig?
I think so. That was one of them. He was nominated for an Academy Award for Good Night, Good Luck for Best Director and Best Screenplay.
Hmm. He also slept on the couch at his Aunt Rosemary's house.
Yes.
And said she was a whack job. She was all about conspiracy theories and why Kennedy was killed and cuckoo.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh.
Kind of weird.
He was also nominated for an Academy Award for Up in the Air as Best Actor.
Oh.
And but The Descendants.
But not for the Fantastic Mr. Fox.
No.
Okay.
He was nominated for Ides of March for Best Screenplay. Wow. He gets nominated a lot, just doesn't win a whole lot.
Hmm.
Because he'll win other awards for, like, he won a shitload of awards for The Descendants. But it was things like the Broadcast Film Critics Association Award.
Oh, that's a big one.
Golden Globe, Hollywood Film Festival, National Board of Review. Oklahoma Film Critics Circle Award.
Wow.
Yeah.
Because those Oklahoma film critics are pretty important, huh?
Hey, to somebody they are.
Yeah, produces a Brokeback Mountain.
I just wish I could quit you.
Mm-hmm.
And then spit into his hand.
This won't hurt much.
Wasn't that a scene in Brokeback Mountain?
Yeah, it kind of was.
Was it?
Yeah, it kind of was. That's a very sad movie.
Was it?
It was terrible. It was awful.
Why?
Because Jake Gyllenhaal got beat to death for being a homo.
Oh, is that what happens in the movie?
Yeah.
Oh, I never saw it.
Yeah, it's sad. His Heath Ledger like tries to hook up for their, you know, yearly camping trip. And he's told that he had passed away or something, and then you see this flashback of him like getting the shit beat out of him.
Oh.
It's pretty bad.
Don't you get to see Anne Hathaway naked in that?
You see her boobs.
Do you?
Yeah.
Are they nice?
Yeah. They're tiny. They're tiny.
I thought they were big.
No. We saw your boobs. We saw your boobs.
Did you get that as a ringtone yet?
No, I should, though.
No?
Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. Good stuff. So, hey, I got a question for you.
Uh-oh.
What's your opinion of spoilers?
As far as what?
Well, so there's this new movie being produced called Tomorrowland by Brad Bird.
Yes.
And they sent this photo of a mysterious cardboard file box full of this stuff. and people have been speculating on what the movie is about. And now the website HitFix has uncovered what they feel the plot of this movie is. And it's like, wouldn't you rather find out what the movie is when they're ready to tell you what the movie is, rather than some fanboy kind of digging into it?
Well, I understand the curiosity side of it.
Yeah, but I mean, if you imagine back to the old days of movie making, and there was a newspaper article that started with "Rosebud is a sled" and told you all about Citizen Kane.
Yeah.
It kind of takes it away, doesn't it? Or are we, or do we need that much immediate gratification that now it doesn't really matter about being surprised? It's like you have to know going into it.
Well, it's a different time though than Citizen Kane. You know, those movies were designed for a different audience.
They were? What kind of audience? People who thought?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. I think in order to draw people in, Hollywood feels like they need to give them some kind of incentive into what they're going to see. Because they're not going to, how do I put this? The new Star Trek movie's coming out.
Mm-hmm. And there's all this talk about who the new villain is, and Benedict Cumberbatch is going to be the villain. No, he's not. Yes, he is.
Right.
Oh, we have proof.
Right. So
just wait till the damn movie comes out.
So, but what Paramount's trying to do is draw in more people than the average Star Trek fan. Like, if there's mystery surrounding it and they're kind of giving hints, then chances are you might come see it out of curiosity. Then they got your $8.
But you know what the movie is, right? I mean, it's a Star Trek movie. You're not going to bring in the rom-com crowd with that.
Well, no.
You're not going to bring in the musical theater lovers. You're not going to bring in... I mean, who are you going to actually bring into this?
Well, okay.
Fanboys? Teenage boys and 50-year-old men who live in their parents' basements. That's who's going to go to that movie, regardless of how they try to market it.
But, okay, then what was the thought behind telling everybody that Les Mis was sung live on set?
But do you think that bit of information would bring in a different audience?
It might get people's attention.
Really?
Sure.
No.
No?
I think you'd bring in a different audience if you let it slip that you see Hugh Jackman's wiener in the prison scene. He's got a shower scene with Russell Crowe together. I think that would bring in a different audience.
Well,
I don't think these little spoiler things that are leaking out are what drives attendance.
Okay, they let some picture, Disney let some pictures slip this past week of the Wicked Witch of the West for Oz, of what the makeup looks like, of what, who is actually going to be the Wicked Witch.
Right.
Do you think that has any bearing on who's going to go see it now?
No, not at all.
But
why?
For...
Because Mila Kunis is the Wicked Witch?
Spoilers.
Well, it's all over the place. It's
well,
not
what
like
if
it's
somebody
new.
Listening to this didn't know?
You think anybody listening to this is going to go see that movie?
They might.
I doubt it.
Anybody who wants to go see this movie that's listening to this, write us and tell us you're going to go see it.
And then stop listening.
No.
Because we're going to talk about it. A lot.
But do you think that, like, people want to know what the witch looked like before they go to see it?
Really? Why?
Because
really?
It's,
why?
It's curiosity.
Really?
Sure.
See, I just don't... I don't understand how that would be a driving force.
So, okay, so instead, you want everything for Tomorrowland, or whatever they're calling it.
Is uh-huh.
it Tomorrowland?
Yes.
So you just want nothing until the trailer comes out. And then when the trailer comes out, it's like from the guys that brought you The Incredibles and Lost. And don't show you anything.
Incredibly Lost. No, but I just have this thing about people who are like digging around where it's none of their damn business. You know? Screw you. Shut up. All right? That's all there is to it. Shut the F up.
There's never been a movie where you just wanted to absorb as much information about it before you went to see it.
Didn't watch. No, because I think that takes away from it.
Didn't watch any of the making of stuff beforehand. Always went in cold without knowing anything about the movie.
Well, it's hard to not know anything about the movie these days.
Well, okay.
Because these jackasses are posting everything online.
But a lot of times, though, the things that are quote-unquote leaked by the studio or by insiders are stuff that they want you to know about that's not a big surprise. You know, they're not telling you the ending of whatever. You know, Dark Knight Rises. They didn't tell you how that ended, you know.
They didn't?
No.
How did it end?
Not before.
How did it end?
You think Batman dies with a nuclear bomb.
Does he?
That's
horrible. Oh. How does he die?
He doesn't die.
Oh. Well, that kind of sucks.
He shows up in a like a cafe in Paris.
In a big bubble?
Yeah. I don't know. I think there's uses for spoilers.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know. I think they're called spoilers for a reason. They're not called appetizers.
Well, the trailers aren't the right term for that.
Well, no, because mostly in trailers, they use stuff that doesn't even make it into the movie sometimes.
Well, no, and trailers used to come after the movie. You'd actually have to sit through to see the coming attractions, which is why.
Well, I wouldn't waste my time doing that.
Well, that's why they started putting them in the front, so that people would know what was coming. And now they're called coming attractions, but they're still considered trailers.
Or going attractions?
Going attractions. I don't know. I just think there could be some... It's a way to drum up excitement about an upcoming project.
Is it really?
Sure.
That's what drums up excitement?
Well, what about all those pictures that get released, you know, when they were making the last Pirates film? And they kept showing you glimpses of Johnny Depp, you know, in costume on the set. There's some spoilers to that.
Yeah.
You're being awful picky.
I am being awful picky. I just think people should mind their own goddamn business and leave us alone, you know? Just stop it.
Oh, are you making a movie?
I might.
What's it about?
Not telling you.
Come on,
give us a spoiler. Because you'll leak it. Yes, see?
Come on, we want to know.
No.
Are you working on 1952 or whatever they're calling it now? Tomorrowland?
No. Mine involves a lonely zombie unicorn named Kurt who finds true love.
A lonely zombie unicorn?
Yes.
Does it have sparkles?
He does have sparkles. When he bleeds sparkles and rainbow. And he poops flowers.
And does it take place in North Korea? Because that's where all the unicorns are.
I wonder if Dennis Rodman saw any unicorns when he was in North Korea. Do you think they let him ride one?
You think they have one that would hold him?
Well, it's North Korea. They're the best country in the world. I bet they do.
I don't know.
No?
No?
No. Oh.
So trailers, you're, or not trailers, spoilers, you're all up in arms about because you think it's giving away too much.
I didn't say I'm. I just think that it takes away from the whole experience.
But they're never going to give you everything in a spoiler.
But sometimes they do, and that's what sucks. Doesn't it?
But you have, see, you have the option not to read them. You don't have to click on the little thing that says, hey, Tomorrowland spoiler. Because by clicking on it, you are just spoiling
taking part in it.
Yeah, you're
taking
part. You're
just spoiling it yourself.
Yeah. I mean, it's not like you go to Ain't It Cool News or JoeBlow.com or something, and across the front page it says, "Hey, here's a picture of Mila Kunis as the witch in Oz." It'll say a big thing that says, "Spoiler: Wicked Witch picture." Released or leaked or whatever. You don't have
really?
To click
I
on that.
I think they could say it a little bit better than that.
Well, they probably
I
do.
I think, you know, because that just seems kind of lame. I think they'd, you know, come up with a better way of saying it. Just saying.
Well, yeah.
Just saying. Anyway.
Okay, so on Ain't It Cool News, it says, spoiler. So the plot for Brad Bird and Damon Lindelof's Tomorrowland is revealed. Maybe. You don't have to click on that. If you don't want to.
But what if I want to?
Then you're going to spoil it.
But I don't want to spoil it.
Then don't click on it.
Why?
Oh.
I'm so confused.
Now you're just saying it to be difficult.
I like being difficult.
You want me to read you the story about what it is?
You bastard. All right, whatever.
Okay, so I just read what the big spoiler was, and it makes absolutely no goddamn sense. So,
yeah.
What's it spoiling?
It's just spoiling. That's all I'm saying.
I don't know. I think you're overreacting.
Really?
Sure.
I think you're overreacting.
So, okay. Star Wars Episode 7 starts filming.
La 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 no. La la la. Oh.
Star Wars Episode 7 starts filming, and you want to be completely kept in the dark as it to maybe like Luke Skywalker isn't coming back.
He's not.
Well, that would be a spoiler, wouldn't it?
Thought he what? No, that's just casting. Casting's different than that.
Okay, Mila Kunis was cast as Evanora or
Theodora.
Theodora.
Is she Theodora?
Yes.
She have a...
Yeah, she's...
Is she Glinda?
No. She's
Who's
Theodora.
Glinda?
Michelle Williams.
Oh.
Is
she the wacky one?
What?
Was she the wacky one?
The wacky one?
Yeah, the wacky one.
Sure.
The one who dated Charlie Sheen?
I have no idea.
Whatever.
So they cast her as Theodora... Which some people know is the Wicked Witch of the West, but some people don't.
Yeah.
That's casting, but then again, there's a spoiler in there. So where do you draw the line?
Damn you, Internet.
What's the matter?
Just saying. Damn you, Internet.
Have you seen the trailer for Oblivion with Tom Cruise?
No, but it's a Tom Cruise money and movie, and I just don't give a shit.
It actually looks pretty good.
It's another end of the world, last man standing kind of thing.
It's like a live action Wally, from what it looks
yeah,
like.
Yeah, that's great.
But there's no fat people floating around in chairs.
That you've seen yet.
That I've seen. See, that would be a spoiler. Which they haven't released.
Whatever. Whatever. I'm done. Forget it.
Is that it? Are you taking your ball and going home?
I'm taking my ball and going home.
Fine. Whatever. All right. Well,
that's it.
If you want to get in touch with us,
you guys, I'm going home.
If you want to get in touch with us, send us an email at info@dancemonkeypodcast.com. Follow us on Twitter @dancemonkeypod. We're getting ready to do some shows from MegaCon in Florida.
We are. Oh, that'll be cool. Who's going to be on it?
We don't know yet.
Really? I heard we had William Shatner lined up.
No, not yet.
Adam West?
No.
No?
No, the only one I can confirm right now is comic book or comic creator Mark Meckes.
Oh, he's legendary.
He is.
He is. Zordic. That's fabulous.
He did, yes, an episode of Dance Monkey Dance.
He did.
So listen to us on Stitcher, Blurberry, and iTunes. Rate us on iTunes. You don't even have to write a review. Just give us stars.
Oh.
That's all we're looking for is stars.
That's it, bitch. Give me the stars. I don't want the moon. Just the stars.
Let us know you're listening. And until next week, this is Chris.
This is John.
Have a good week.
I'll get you, my pretty.
And your little dog, too?
No. Oh. I'm allergic.